proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at biblical offices and roles by looking at the role played by the judges, especially during the period of Israel's early history. We mentioned several judges by name in our last session. The judges in the book of Judges did not hold sway over all the Israelite tribes during the same periods of time, though. For example, Jephthah and Samuel are both said to have flourished around the end of the 12th century B.C. They were also widely separated as to their jurisdictions. The 11th chapter of Judges, for example, described how Jephthah defeated the Ammonites in the eastern part of the land of Canaan, while the 13th chapter of Judges addressed Samuel's victories over Israel, the Philistines, and the western part of Israel. Neither of these men functioned as paragons of virtue. Jephthah may well have offered his daughter as a burnt offering, something he had vowed to God if he won his battle. Samson had an inability to control his sexual appetites, which led directly to his downfall. Other judges also had moral failings. Gideon, according to the 8th chapter of Judges, made a golden ephod, and, quote, "All Israel went thither a-whoring after it," unquote. Abimelech, who was one of Gideon's many sons, attained leadership over Israel by killing 70 of his brothers. Overall, though, judges demonstrated their commitment to God. When the Israelites asked Gideon to rule over them, as recorded in the 8th chapter of the book of Judges, he replied, quote, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." Samuel served as the final judge of Israel. Though he lived in the city of Ramah, he traveled to Gilgal, Bethel, and Mizpah, three nearby cities, in order to adjudicate disputes amongst the Israelites. Samuel was a righteous judge, being dedicated to God even before his birth. While he served as judge, Samuel was exemplified by his righteousness. In his farewell speech to the Jewish people, he declared that, quote, "Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes therewith? And I will restore it unto you." His audience replied, quote, "Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught out of any man's hand," unquote. At this particular period of time, Samuel was an old man. He had judged Israel for many years. And yet when he called for a public reckoning of any injustice he had committed, not an Israelite present could point to Samuel and say he did unjustly. Samuel stood as an example of the type of judge God wanted for Israel. Other judges mentioned favorably in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews: Gideon, Barak, Samson. These men and others like them were raised up by God for a specific task of delivering the Israelite people. They showed themselves to be men, albeit men with failings, but they showed themselves to be men who in the main trusted in God, and God rewarded that trust that they brought in Him. In our next session, we'll consider the role played by kings in the Bible. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.